President. We welcome the delegation of Ukraine to the UPR Working Group. Since its last UPR report, Ukraine has gone through unimaginable challenges at the time. Despite it all, Ukraine has shown an incredible level of resilience and resolve, placing the democratic reforms and protection of human rights at the core of the government's policies. We welcome, in particular, the amendments to the Constitution that have set in motion the judicial sector reform, the measures taken to ensure protection of IDPs, the functioning of the NHRI, according to the Paris Principles, the creation of the National Torture Prevention Mechanism, and the adoption of the 2015-2020 National Strategy on Human Rights. Despite the positive processes initiated by the Ukrainian authorities, many concerns remain with regard to serious conflict-related human rights violations, in particular the cases of arbitrary detention, allegations of torture or cruel, inhumane or degrading treatment, conflict-related sexual violence, limitations to freedom of movement and freedom of expression. Having in mind the inherent challenges, we recommend Ukraine the following. Include the definition of torture in the criminal code in full compliance with Article 1 of the Convention Against Torture, and investigate all allegations of torture and ill treatment in an impartial, thorough, transparent, efficient, and effective manner so as to bring perpetrators to justice and fight impunity. Bring the criminal code provisions on sexual violence in line with international standards, ensure accountability for conflict-related sexual crimes, and provide victims with adequate support and rehabilitation. We take this opportunity to reiterate our support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and wish the delegation